The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. Reform This with Dr. Zudi Jasser.
I want to start with some of the amazing pronouncements that were coming out of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. The Saudi king proclaimed that they will advance and bring back, they said, bring back moderate Islam. Okay, well, we've heard that before, haven't we? They said they're going to declare a war and doggedly go after extremists. They didn't say Islamists, they said extremists. And I then had a debate on Al Hurra, the American Arabic television station, which airs in Iraq and hopefully will air in many more countries. And I was asked to come to talk about what these pronouncements mean. And I have to tell you, God bless Americans. You know, they hear this and I got so many messages from people this week. Oh, did you hear what the Crown Prince, MBS, Mohammed bin Salman said that they are going to bring back moderate Islam. They're going to take it on. I said, we've heard this song before. To the Saudis, everything is a PR operation. They now see that ISIS is on the verge of complete decimation, not only in Iraq, but also in Syria, because finally our president has given the DOD, the military, the leeway they needed to fight the war in a way that decimated ISIS forever. And now that ISIS is disappearing, people are going to start going back to saying, well, wait a minute, let's maybe now that the imminent immediate threat is beginning to go away, let's look at what created ISIS. And as I told the representative, Medani, or I can't remember what his name is, but the Saudi government representative that I debated, who said, oh, we are going to take on and create a climate that eschews extremism and brings back the glory days of a moderate Islam. And I said, Islam has been suffocated by your country through petrobillions. Your people have been suffocated with the inability to ask the difficult questions that would be necessary to ask to reform. Reform only comes from renewal. Renewal only comes from critical thinking and honest introspection and contrition about what the precursors are to militant extremism. What you called extremism doesn't come out of thin air. Nonviolent extremism is the precursor to violent extremism.
Reform This with Dr. Zudi Jasser on the Blaze Radio Network.